Cybersecurity contractors seem to pop up as often as zero-day attacks. But the established ones are finding, with good market positioning and solid services, they can attract fresh investment. A case in point, with cash from Squadron Capital, a company called Facilities Technology Services has transformed into Squadron Defense Group. Keith Marino is CEO. I spoke with him during this week's Association of the U.S. Army Conference.
For us, I think the investment dollars came because of the niche area that we wanted to get into. There's cyber everywhere. What we were looking for was something that was more in terms of advanced threat. And our investors, who are all from a special ops background, saw the opportunity and said if we could get the right skill sets in to do that kind of work, they'd be interested in putting more money into the company and having us go in that direction. So that's how we got there.
So briefly describe the company as it was. I mean, what was the specialty? And I understand a small business, correct?
Yeah, very much a small business. Started back in September 11th as an industrial security firm, giving support to facility security officers. Has grown since then into everything from foci mitigation, export control, consulting, but we've also got, and it's really come from our clients' demands, into SCIF production, into wall panel systems.
Okay, SCIF is?
Secured Compartmented Information Facility. Basically, we're talking about the IC community, anything that's classified. And we've done everything from building them for what I would call civilian agencies to the IC community, residential, and OCONUS work as well.
All right, so getting into the government space, it sounds like from facilities you've made the step or spread into cyber.
Correct.
Which is kind of an interesting development. What is going on in that whole area?
Sure, the reason why we did it, and it starts with this notion of trying to converge both the industrial security and the cyber security. They've been very separate, siloed kinds of areas.
Industrial, you could say physical security.
Physical security, absolutely. And what we're seeing, you know, you get your chief security officer, and he usually has two siloed groups underneath him that don't interact very much. Given our background as industrial security specialists, we got asked, do you do cyber work as well? And we very quickly got into what kind of cyber work could you do, but very much from a advanced threat awareness rather than coming in and cleaning up afterwards. Do you guys have the capabilities of preventing the attacks that are taking place? And there's a lot of policy and procedure that flows between the two groups. So it's a converging of both of them.
So it's sort of a corporate convergence, but there's also a technical convergence insofar as industrial systems, SCADA systems, are becoming more the object of hackers and
yes.
Attackers.
Absolutely. But again, you know, for us, it came from our customers coming to us and saying, can you help us? And, you know, cyber means everything from a guy downloading a patch onto a system. What they came to us specifically was, can you prevent the threat? Can you tell us where the threat is happening ahead of time? And that is a much smaller group of folks and a harder skill set to get, but that's where we're headed and that's what we have to roll out.
All right. And something you mentioned was, in some reading I did about the company, was threats from acoustic and FREMI sources.
Mm-hmm.
What is all that?
Let's
start with acoustic.
Basically, to put it in the simplest terms, it's eavesdropping. And we've gotten, you look at all of the access cards and all of the ways people are trying to prevent their intellectual property, let alone their classified information, from being stolen. And we get requests. Is there a way to do this so that we can have our business meetings? You know, important information, you know, the guy who's in charge of intellectual property for a corporation is as very interested as the security guy is on the classified. So there's a lot of overlap there. And we've been asked, you know, how do we prevent the guy sitting on the street from listening to our mergers and acquisitions discussions?
So how could they do that at all?
Well, there's multiple ways of doing it. And you know, we started off, again, in the IC community. So we have a lot of credentials when we walk into a big corporation and say, you know, this is how we've done it for them, whether it's their conference rooms or it's their, you know, their business meetings abroad, how they go about doing that and making sure it's secure.
So they could put a sensor on a window or something, that type of thing?
They can use all kinds of, we do TSCM sweeps, all kinds of bugs, burst bugs in the walls, to people just sitting outside a conference room and having the ability to pick up what's going on. So, you know, some interesting spy kind of stuff, but a very real and often overlooked hole in a security plan.
And what about radio frequency EMI sources?
Much of the same types of stuff. We've seen everything from concerns about electronic blasts on servers and how to prevent that to actually preventing conversations from being heard. So
we're speaking with Keith Marino. He is the CEO of Squadron Defense Group. And what effect do you think, or is it having an effect, the fact that the Pentagon is starting to ask contractors or tell contractors to report any kind of cyber breach that would result in loss of information that belongs to the government
yep.
that contractors tend to hold?
Huge problem. Not only that, I mean, it's the whole supply chain. We want you to be responsible. We see it a lot with, you know, we know our system's very good because we spend a lot of money on it. We don't know about our subcontractors. They're good at what they do, but we have no clue if they can protect themselves. And now that we're going to be held responsible for it, we want you to work with them as well. We get that a lot also from the bigger companies.
So your primary service is consulting in how to do all of this, or is there also some products?
No, our products are primarily our SCIF builds. We have a proprietary wall panel system that we can pretty much drop, set up, accreditate, and reinstall in 3 days without any wall.
Yeah, what does that do, a SCIF?
I mean, it prevents people, quite frankly, from listening to what you're doing inside the walls. So we've done them.
So you don't have to run a washing machine full of bolts while you're
exactly.
talking.
Or a noise machine. But it prevents transmissions in and out, and it allows you, it's where classified information is used. So we get, originally, the history of the company has gone from military applications where we have Connex boxes, where we retrofit them as SCIFs. They go on to very bad areas where the military can open them up and have meetings inside and not be worried that they're being listened to. To now we're getting into residential IC community folks, but also commercial applications where they say, we don't want it to look like we're worried about what we're doing, but we want to at least have some rooms in our building where we're talking about our most secret and most important intellectual property. And this is just another safety step that we want to make sure people are not listening and we're not losing this information through another way.
And so do you see a convergence of the physical or industrial security job and the cybersecurity job
yep.
is becoming really one and the same thing?
Well, people have been talking about it for a long time. And again, if you look at how people go to school, how they're trained, where they sit in companies, it's still pretty much siloed. But for us, it's to get to the chief security officer and say, we understand both worlds. Our cyber guys and our industrial security guys can talk and help you guys make sure you're not missing parts because you're not talking to each other. So to answer your question, that's where people want to go. I think it's been taking longer than it should. But as the damage becomes worse, they're going to make sure that their cyber folks are talking to their industrial security people more often.
And getting back to the original investors that have created what is now called Squadron, these are people that have a specialized background. It's not just your average venture people or money people that might also invest in a custard stand.
We're very fortunate in that they are interested in us for what we do more than anything else. And they are West Point grads. They are former Special Op Army Rangers guys. They get it. And they very much like the idea of a U.S. manufacturing operation on the SCIF side, but also the cyber and the, again, focusing on how do you prevent it from happening, not how do you clean up the mess after it's already hit, but can you get the skill sets, can you get the folks that can actually prevent these companies from getting hit or these agencies? So they were very interested in that, and they understood what we did.